USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump wants the judge in D.C. presiding over his 2020 federal election case to recuse herself.
Former President Trump's legal team filed a recusal motion on Monday targeting U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. They raised concerns about her impartiality, citing her prior statements, including a suggestion that Trump should be prosecuted and imprisoned. Chutkan has stood out as one of the toughest punishers of January 6th defendants. She has often handed down prison terms in January 6th cases that are harsher than Justice Department prosecutors recommended. I'm John Schaefer.
The next round of Big Pharma COVID vaccines is gaining the approval of the FDA and appears likely to get the final thumbs up from the CDC in the coming days. The newer shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech are designed to neutralize the newest Omicron subvariants of COVID-19. They'll be usable for everyone age 12 and older, plus kids 6 to 11 in some cases. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says states like Texas should absolutely continue sending illegal immigrants to large Democrat-run cities. He tells Fox News it's good medicine.
Send these illegal immigrants to Democratic-controlled cities all over the country and making it real to Joe Biden's party.
Late last week, there were reports the Biden administration is considering a new Remain in Texas policy. An American researcher from New York will now be recovering after rescue crews successfully recovered him from deep in a Turkish mountain cave. 40-year-old Mark Dickey was stuck in a dark cavern in southern Turkey for the better part of a week while cave diving doctors and rescuers from around the world came in to his aid. Dickey was on a cave mapping expedition and suffered severe stomach pain and bleeding and was too ill to continue. It's still unclear what caused his problem. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration can only enforce border security laws that are on the books. In an interview with CNN, Mayorkas says new federal immigration reform must come from U.S. lawmakers.
What we will do is apply and enforce the laws that Congress has passed.
The Biden administration is getting complaints from New York City Mayor Eric Adams in particular now that many illegal immigrants are being housed in the Big Apple. It's still not clear exactly when, but the Kremlin's confirming the leader of North Korea will meet with Russian President Putin in the coming days. Top Russian government officials confirm the meeting will happen while Putin visits the eastern city of Vladivostok. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's already said to be on the long train ride north. It's unclear what the two will be meeting about, but speculation swirling around a possible deal for the North Koreans to supply Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. In return, Russia may supply the North Korean regime with military technology or vital intelligence. The U.S. State Department announcing a deal for a prison swap with the Iranians. On Monday, State Department officials announced that five U.S. nationals would be released from Iranian prisons in exchange for the U.S. freeing up $6 billion in assets that have been frozen due to U.S. sanctions against Iran. Five Iranians being held in the U.S. will also be released. Republican critics say it is a mistake to include the Iranian detainees in the deal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.